The readings of today, this Thursday of the third week in Lent, manifest to us the fact that oftentimes God, our Lord, Jesus Christ too, is not particularly pleased with the things that surrounded him. In the Old Testament, from the book of St. Jeremiah, the prophet, who was one of those prophets who was martyred for the faith and tortured beforehand, shows us that a lot of people will claim some kind of domain because they are Jewish or they're Catholic or whatever. Of course, in our case, we're dealing with Catholics, hopefully anyway. And they're the ones who say contemplatively, oh, it doesn't matter, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, as if that was going to protect them from any evil that they did or any good that they did not do. And oftentimes we are laid back in not doing what we should do or doing it poorly. And that, of course, is not what God wants. But if we are faithful, truly, completely faithful, then the words of our Lord to Jeremiah will be fulfilled for us. I shall dwell with you in this place. I will dwell with you in the land which I gave to your fathers from the beginning and forevermore. In the gospel, of course, we have the beautiful and oftentimes controversial passage of St. Luke's gospel. Here we have our Lord visiting the house of St. Peter. And, of course, immediately those people who are against the Catholic faith and our disciplines will bring this up to us. It says, the mother-in-law of St. Peter was very sick with a fever. And, of course, until recently, if you had a fever, you were close to death. That was just the way it was considered, whether it was true or not. Oftentimes, because there were no antibiotics, then people did die. Luckily today, we do have antibiotics. But our Lord went to her. St. Peter interceded, another instance of the fidelity, the truth of the Catholic faith, that the saints intercede for us to God. So St. Peter interceded with Jesus. Can you help her? And he did indeed. He just put his hand over her, and the fever left her immediately. And then she got up, and he told her to hurry up and go cook dinner. He must have been hungry. And of course, there are different things. Our Lord, in his human body, felt tiredness, and he felt hunger. And so he was hungry. And so the mother-in-law, Peter, never again mentioned, we don't even know her name, she cooked dinner for them. And then the people knew that he was there. What's going on in St. Peter's house? And of course, they knew him as Simon. Simon, son of Jonah. Christ changed his name to Kephas, to Peter, Petrus. What's going on there? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth is there having dinner. And so they all came to the door, and there were hundreds of people who were sick. And St. Luke tells us he put his hand on each one of them, singularly. Not just over everybody, but singularly. It's just like with the sacrament of confession, which is a healing sacrament. Heals us from our sins. And our Lord singularly places his hands on us with the sacraments, especially with the sacrament of penance, of forgiveness. In addition to that, today we celebrate the feast of one of the saints who adorns our church here on the west side of the church. It is the feast of St. Gregory the Great. And this Mass goes back at least to him. He codified, one of the things he codified was the chants of the liturgy. And as a result, we call it Gregorian chant. And we also have this Mass, which, because of his very important role in it, is also called the Gregorian Rite of the Mass. It was long before Trent, and it still continues long after Trent. So today we celebrate the feast of this great saint, who, among other things, sent missionaries to England and the British Isles to convert those people. The story goes that he was being carried on his litter. Even then, the Pope was carried on the Sedia Gestatoria, which unfortunately St. John Paul II gave up. Very wrong. Saints make mistakes. Anyway, he was being carried in the market, and he saw these blonde, very tall young men. And he asked, "Who are these people? Where are they from? Why are they so different from us?" Because the Romans were not blonde. Sometimes they were redheaded, believe it or not, but they were not blonde. And so they told him, "Your Holiness, these people are from England, from the British Isles." And so he said, "Is anybody converting them?" And they said, "No." And so he sent priests and bishops to convert them. And of course, we have celebrated that in their proper feast. So today we give thanks to God for this patron of our liturgy, of our Mass, of our faith, and a great doctor of the Church, St. Gregory the First, or Gregory the Great, who ruled the Church from 590 to 604. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.